and welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode number 179. Are you ready to continue learning English with me? I really hope that you are. If you are sitting down in a silent, quiet, and safe place while listening to this episode, make sure you grab a notebook and a pen. Take notes as you listen. Or better yet, click the link in this episode's description and become a podcast supporter for only $4 per month so that you can get access to the podcast text. I mean, imagine yourself listening to this podcast episode while you are reading the exact text word for word. It's an excellent way to learn and to improve your English. Do you ever sit down and say to yourself, oh my gosh, time sure flies? By the way, anytime we say time flies in English, we are really saying, wow, time is passing so fast. I mean, it's August 28th as you're listening to this podcast episode. We are literally only a few days away from September, which means that we are only a few days away from one of my absolute favorite seasons, namely the fall season. Teacher, what exactly do you mean when you use the noun season? Well, I am specifically referring to the four seasons of the year: winter, spring, summer, and fall. It's interesting because if you're learning British English, you are most likely going to hear people say autumn rather than fall. In the United States, people tend to use the noun fall. But don't get me wrong, because the noun autumn is also used in the United States. I would just say that the noun fall is much more commonly used than autumn here in the US. I want to focus today's podcast episode on the magic of this specific season, the fall, as it's one of my absolutely favorite seasons. Also, it seems to me that I'm not the only one who absolutely loves the fall. There seems to be many other people out there who absolutely love this season. So let's dive into it and see what it really is that makes this season so popular. To begin, let's delve into the visual tapestry of fall. Listen to that sentence again. To begin, let's delve into the visual tapestry of fall. Oh, that's a more difficult sentence to understand. In fact, that sentence represents an advanced level of English. So let's simplify it a bit. Let's make it easier to understand. Okay, here we go. To begin, let's delve into the visual tapestry of fall. Simply put, to start, let's look closely at the different visual appearances, like colors and patterns, of the fall season. Visual tapestry is the same as visual appearance. Isn't it interesting that the word visual is connected to everything that you can see? It's connected to your vision. So now, what typically happens when the fall begins? The colors begin to change, right? So the visual tapestry, the visual appearance, what we see around us, begins to change because fall brings with it absolutely stunning colors, absolutely gorgeous colors. You see, fall is that bridge between the hot, carefree days of summer and the cold embrace of winter. It's a time when the lush green landscapes undergo a transformation, bursting forth in a spectrum of reds, oranges and yellows. Lush is the perfect English adjective for us to use here, because whenever we are talking about lush colors, we are talking about strong and vivid colors. I honestly can't think of a better season than fall to use the adjective lush. You see, when you use lush to describe the colors of the fall season, you're emphasizing their richness and vibrancy. So fall is a time when the lush green landscapes undergo a transformation, bursting forth in a spectrum of reds, oranges, and yellows. This phenomenon is known as foliage, a term which refers to the collective leaves of plants, particularly when they change color during the fall season. But fall isn't just a feast for the eyes, it's an experience for all the senses. The morning air becomes crisp, a word that describes something that's cool, fresh, and invigorating. When something is invigorating, it's fresh. It's reviving. Picture waking up to a day where the air gently nudges you, reminding you of the world's beauty and freshness. And with fall comes harvests, the process or period of gathering crops. Crops? What do you mean, teacher? Well, apples, pumpkins, and squash are all examples of crops. You see, crops are plants that farmers grow for food or other uses. All these crops find their way into kitchens, inspiring a plethora of warm, comforting dishes. A plethora means a lot of something, more than what is needed. Also, the tradition of carving pumpkins in jack-o'-lanterns is symbolic of fall, especially in celebrations like Halloween. Yet fall's charm isn't only about the tangible and visible. What is tangible, by the way? It's something that you can touch. For example, apples are tangible because you can touch an apple. You can feel it. Your cell phone is tangible because it's something that you can touch. So fall's charm isn't only about the tangible and visible. It's deeply tied to emotions and feelings it evokes, it arouses. The term nostalgia defines this sentiment properly. You see, nostalgia is a longing for the past, a sentimental recollection that is often evoked during the fall. Perhaps it's the gradual winding down of the year, or the pull of cozy sweaters and hot drinks that transport many to memories of the past. Simply put, maybe it's the year ending or the feeling of warm clothes and drinks that make people remember old times. Speaking of cozy, the word itself captures the essence of fall. Cozy implies comfort, warmth, and relaxation. Imagine curling up on a couch with a blanket, a hot drink in hand, and the gentle rustle of leaves outside. This feeling, this ambience, is what fall gifts its admirers. Simply put, when we say cozy, we think of fall. Cozy means warm and comfy. It's like sitting on a sofa with a cover and warm drink, hearing the sound of leaves outside. This is the vibe that fall brings to its admirers. I personally feel like my entire being changes during fall. It's as if I enter a whole new state of mind. I absolutely love the fall vibe. I love making some tea in the evening, finding a YouTube channel showing a fireplace. I usually turn the fireplace on, my TV, drink some tea, and read a good book, knowing that slowly but surely we are going through the transformation of all outside. Slowly but surely, the days are getting colder and shorter. The vibrant orange, yellow, and brown colors are everywhere outside. And little by little, it's time to put on more clothes, warmer sweaters, and longer sleeves. In that sense, fall is more than just a season. It's an experience, a mixture of sights, sounds, and feelings. As we navigate the vast scope of the English language, words like foliage, crisp, harvest, nostalgia, and cozy offer not just meanings, but stories and emotions. And it's through this linguistic journey that we can truly appreciate why fall holds such a treasured place in the hearts of many. I'll end this episode by turning the question to you. What is your favorite season? Do you also like the fall? Don't miss tomorrow's podcast episode, Tuesday's episode, as I'll be back with a brand new story and a brand new opportunity to improve your English. In fact, in tomorrow's episode, we are going to see what research says about our obsession with the fall season. So don't you miss it.